Venezuela is starting to resemble the Mediterranean as refugees are pouring across its borders. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to fill in that story in just a moment. We'll also conclude the discussion today about print versus digital in today's ministry age with World Missionary Press. But first, let me explain what's happening in Venezuela. The economic crisis is turning citizens into refugees. Hundreds of thousands of people are leaving the country, pushing the situation ever closer to a crisis point rivaling the Mediterranean refugee emergency. Transworld Radio's Steve Shant says folks aren't even seeking transportation. They're just walking to the nearest border.
The situation in the country is just so bad that people have reached a level of desperation. And, you know, to put it bluntly, they're starving, they're hungry, and they don't have access to the basic needs. They don't have access to medicine because there are no medicines on the shelves.
The government's devaluation of the national currency, the bolivar, has led to an accelerated mass starvation. TWR is responding by broadcasting the hope of Christ, along with giving out as much aid as its Venezuelan team can provide.
Our team in Venezuela is trying to provide as much aid as they possibly can to people that contact them. We do have children's rallies that they hold in various cities of the country, and they try and provide food packages and aid to the kids that show up.
Ask God to sustain the church in Venezuela and enable it to respond to the country's current crisis. Next, around 800,000 people have been displaced by rains, floods, and landslides in India. People have been stranded. Others are going to relief camps. World Mission's Greg Kelly tells us.
Southern India, over towards the middle of August, had historic 100-year flooding that has affected thousands and thousands. It's catastrophic. It's the worst natural disaster that these people have seen in their entire lifetime. 26,000 homes have been totally destroyed. Over 350 people have lost their lives.
Which means people have lost most, if not all, of their possessions, animals, and crops. So once the floodwaters go down, the troubles still aren't over.
Everybody is just trying to respond just in the immediate need right now, and that includes food, clothing, medicine, just the daily need. And we have over 1,000 people that are in one camp right now where we have Christian leaders right now ministering to these people. And so they're pleading for help and assistance.
So right now, World Mission needs funds to help effectively respond with humanitarian aid and the hope of Christ. Please pray for wisdom and boldness and consider supporting their efforts. The details on this story, plus links to get involved, are found at missionnews.org. And finally, were you with us yesterday when we spoke with Helen Williams of World Missionary Press? She talked about how WMP started out by printing and sending scripture booklets all over the world. Now, they're digitizing their massive library and putting it on the World Missionary Press app.
Basically, it's all right there in the palm of your hand.
Williams says their partners in Africa are especially excited about the app because they sometimes have to wait 6 months for a shipment to arrive. Now, they have something people can access right away. But this app doesn't mean the print ministry of World Missionary Press is going away.
I think there's a place for both. We don't believe that literature, the scripture booklets, will become passé. But I do believe that we have to acknowledge that technology and use it.
So no matter which communication channel they use, Williams says it all comes back to one simple truth.
As we wait on the Lord, as we serve Him, He's the one that makes the way. He's the one that makes things happen. And try as we might, sometimes we don't get anywhere until He opens the doors. And where He leads, we can follow, and it will serve His purpose in His time. And I just don't think there's a better way to live than that.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.